for the games tonight. They've got the basketball, and we are set to go. Avery Ballard is jumping up for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and she'll jump it up against Alyssa Hagwood. And the tip up into the backcourt, controlled by the Southerners. Here they come. Thayer Lady Bobcats going to drop into that 1-3-1. And we get a whistle and a foul right off the right out of the block. It's going to be a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Riley Davis, who got screened and tried to run through it. So Riley Davis called for the push. And first team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We are 11 seconds into the game. Davis already got one. Southerners inbound the ball, swinging around the horn, taking out to the top. Out there with it is Baxter, running things from the point, and then gives it up and travel call. That was number 22, Macy Witt, called for the travel. She made a move on the right wing, and Thayer Lady Bobcats will have it. Chance to jump on top early here, just underway at Lyon College. Here comes Riley Davis with the ball, moves off the screen to the right side, hands it to Regal. Regal swings it around on the left wing, now in the corner to Davis, wanted the shot, couldn't get it. South side playing the zone defense, they're working around the perimeter. Regal with it, now out front. Looking down low. Oh, she had Starl open there for a moment. Regal now gives it high post to Avery Bowers, and Bowers throws it away. Davis made a little fake like she was coming out to the wing and then went back the other way, and Avery Bowers had already committed to the pass. Well, Thayer turns it over. South side turns it over, and that's where we're at. Here's a long shot off the inbound by Morrow. She misses it, and a rebound comes off to the Southerners. Lady Southerners with the ball, number 22 out front. That is Witt. Takes it all around a wing, goes through a double team, puts up a shot, no good, and a rebound taken by Regal for Thayer. Come the Lady Bobcats, long pass up the court is going to be stolen by the Southerners. It's a 3-on-2. Morrow gives up to Baxter, and it's deflected, stolen by Davis. Here comes Riley. Got Hillis on the wing. Hillis makes the catch and scores. Caden Hillis, first 2 points of the ball game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and Thayer jumped out on top, minute and a half into the first quarter. They are up 2-0. Southerners take their time, bring it up the floor, go to Hagwood at the high post, kicks it out to Morrow in the corner for three. That's no good. And the rebound tipped around, controlled by the Southerners. A miss. Now another follow-up. And ball up and in for number 10, Emily Guyette. Her first two of the night, score tied at two. Fair Lady Bobcats with the ball. Regal in the corner, thought about taking a three, doesn't. Wings around to Hillis. Hillis on the left side wing, bounces it to Davis. Riley, a little crossover dribble, into the lane, pulls up, 15-footer, bingo. Riley Davis, her first 2 points tonight. Thayer Lady Bobcats back on top by two. Two pretty good teams going at it right here. And here's Southerners get the ball to the high post. That is Hagwood. She shoots and scores wide open at the free throw line, and she bounces it in. 4-4, our score. Thayer with a basketball. Davis. Out top looking for a screen. Moves off that screen. We're going to get an offensive foul. It's going to be a moving screen called on Avery Bowers. Foul on Bowers will be her first of the night. And the second team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. A Thayer, a pair of fouls. They got a pair of buckets. And now Southside with a chance to take the lead. We're tied at four. They go inside to Hagwood. We're going to get a whistle. And we've got... Well, we had a whistle to stop play, but it was an inadvertent whistle. Well, Southside will inbound it on the baseline. 5:35 to go in the quarter. The inbound got it to Witt. Witt, pull-up jumper, good. Macy Witt, this is a very athletic team for Southside. That was a nice little jump shot about 12 feet away. Thayer with the ball, Regal out front. Bounce pass. Tried to get it to Hillis. It's stolen by Witt. Witt up the sideline, and we got a blocking foul to be called on Regal. Regal tried to get in front and draw the charge, and the foul on Kinsley will be her first of the night. Already a third team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats, who are down 6-4. Southside with the ball, they inbound it to Witt. Witt gives it down in the corner to Baxter. Three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound gets on the floor, taken by Morrow. Morrow circles around to the top of the key, kicks it back outside for Witt. Witt moving down the left side of the lane, kicks it out to Morrow. Now back on top to Baxter. Baxter swings it to the right side. Long shot is up. No good. Avery Bauer takes down the rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats want to run a little bit. Davis up the right side, quickly into the front court. Now pulls it up on the wing. Lady Bobcats set the offense from there. Davis looking for a screen on the right side. Gets it. Hands the ball to Hillis. Hillis swings it around the horn for Regal. Regal back to Hillis. Penetrating in the lane. Kicks it back outside. Hillis now right side to Sorrell. Squares up a three. At the front of the rim. No good. And a rebound controlled by Southside, but a foul will be called on the play. That'll be on Avery Bowers trying to go over the back of the Southside Lady Southern. Substitution now for Southside. Bella Baxter checks out of the game. Checking in is, well, trying to see the number, but her ponytail's in the way. I believe it's number 5, Bailey. Excuse me, Caddy. She got the ball at the free throw line, has it poked away, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of Avery Bowers. Good defensive play there by Bowers. By the way, it was Caddy, number 5, checked in for Southside. Ladies Southerners with the ball. They go to the free throw line, back outside. Long shot by Morrow. Good! She hits the 3. First 3-pointer of the night. Southside leads it now 9-4. There, Lady Bobcats having trouble getting the ball even up on the rim right now. Just can't get a shot. Here's Hillis. Long 3-point try. Is no good. Bounces off the back of the rim and up it hits the shot clock. Which, by the way, is in use. And we are in Arkansas. And playing with a shot clock. Southside with the ball. Got it down the left corner for number 10, Guyette. Guyette kicks it outside. Now gets it back in the low block. Nice spin move. Shoots and scores. Emily Guyette with her second bucket of the night. She's got 4. And it's 11-4. Fair Lady Bobcats coming. Facing the zone defense. Here's a give into the lane to Bowers. Ball goes through her hands and it's picked off by Southside. All the way to the bucket goes number 2. That is Baxter. Baxter with her first 2 of the night. Excuse me, that was number 22, Witt, her second bucket of the night. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats won a timeout. Thayer Lady Bobcats down by 9 with 3:27 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502, packaged with a front-end loader, brush hog, box blade, and quick hitch, all for just $394 per month, 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
And that timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains. We're back here at the Lyon College High School Tournament in Batesville, Arkansas. Thayer Lady Bobcats in a first-round matchup, and they're getting handled right now. 13-4 is our score. The Southside Southerners with the lead. Thayer had an early 2-0 lead, then led 4-2. Southside tied it, took the lead at 6-4, and they have rolled off, 9 straight points, 9 unanswered. So Thayer Lady Bobcats got to find a way to stop Southside. And just like Bakersfield the other night, Southside is just shooting the lights out right now. And Thayer Lady Bobcats are having trouble finding an open shot. I mentioned earlier, this is a very athletic Southerners team from Batesville Southside. Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball coming out of the timeout. Riley Davis will bring it up into the front court, right through the middle of the emblem in the middle of the court here. They go to Hillis. Hillis going to fire a 3 off the left wing, and it's good! Caden Hillis nails the 3. The Thayer Lady Bobcats right back in it, down now by 6. That 3-pointer brought to you by friends over at Community First Banking Company. Southerners with the ball. There goes Witt in the lane. Pull-up jumper again. No good. Rebound, Avery Bowers. Then she lost it, and Southerners come out of there with it. They give to number 5. That is Caddy, and Caddy going to the hole is going to get fouled on the play. Foul's going to be on the Lady Bobcats. Number 12, that is Avery Bowers. And that is going to be number 3 on Bowers in the game already. And Bowers going to check out. Actually, officially on the scoreboard, they say 2 fouls. And that might be because I gave Hillis one of Bowers' fouls all ago. First free throw for Caddy is good. Second one, no good. Rebound comes off to the Southerners, and they score. Number 5, Bailey Caddy. Actually, Guyette actually scored the bucket after Caddy hit one of the 2 free throws. So a 3-point trip down the floor for the Southerners. 16-7, they lead again by 9. Here's Hillis penetrates into the lane, trying to bounce pass through the lane. The ball stolen by the Southerners. Here they come again. That is Witt, number 22, all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Macy Witt, number 22, now with 6 points for the Lady Southerners, who lead it all of a sudden by 11. Here, Davis going to let one fly from way downtown. It's no good. Bounces off the rim and all the way out of bounds. So 2:16 to go in the first quarter, and the clock has not stopped. By the way, Bailey Logue has checked into the game for Thayer, number 22, in there in place of Avery Ballard, who is going to be sitting with those two early fouls in the game. Now, number 12 checking in, Harper Hilton for Southside. In there with Hagwood and company. And Thayer Lady Bobcats back in that 1-3-1 matchup. Davis out on top of it. Witt brings the ball into the front court, swings it over on the right side for Baxter. Baxter now around the right side to Hagwood. Hagwood back out top for Witt. Witt down the right side of the lane trying to power it up. The ball is deflected. Nice play by Caden Hiller for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Now Avery Bauer is back in the ball game. Bailey Logue will check out. I think Coach Young thought that was three fouls on Avery Bauer a while ago, too. But it wasn't. Inbound play for the Southerners. They give it to Witt. She drives to the bucket and scores. Macy Witt, number 22, now with 8 points early for Southside. Thayer Lady Bobcats back on the offensive end, trying to find some shot. All goes to Riley Joe Sorrell. Riley dribbles around the top of the key, gives it to Hillis. Hillis, now to Regal. Regal dribbles down to the left corner, gives it on the baseline. Short jumper is up by Sorrell. No good. And the rebound control by Batesville Southside. There they come. Quick up the floor. Got the ball to Baxter. Baxter right side to Witt for three more, and it's good. No, that was Hagwood. Hagwood with the three-pointer. That gives her 5 points on the line. And another timeout for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 22-7 our score. Thayer Lady Bobcats down. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
And that timeout brought to you by Andrew Ekman at Shelter Insurance in West Plains. Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats just not finding any shots right now. The offensive end is almost like the offense is standing still. There's nobody getting open. And Southside is dominating here. 22-7. We still got a minute, 14 seconds played in the first quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats got to find some points. Here's somebody that can score. Riley Davis, she's only got two in the game so far. Hillis with five. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Here's Logue, checks back in the game and travel with the basketball. Bailey Logue caught it in the corner. Able to head and shoulder fake and is called for the travel. Logue is in there in place of Riley Joe Sorrell, getting a little rest on the sideline. Here comes Southside. Southerners, Witt swings in the corner to Hagwood for three more. Yes! Alyssa Hagwood. Now with 8 points, as she hit that one from outside the three-point line, that's the third three-pointer in the first quarter for Southside. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball. Hillis for three off the left side. No good. Rebound comes out long. Regal's got it for Thayer. To Davis for three. That one's off the rim. No. Regal with the offensive rebound puts it back up in, and she's fouled on the play. Kinsley Regal got the rebound off the miss, put it back up and in, and gets fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot free throws for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. The foul is the first of the game against Southside. And Regal will go to the free throw line and shoot the free throw, and it's good. Kinsley Regal with 3 points in the first quarter. And here come the Southerners. 26-10, Thayer down 16. 28 seconds to go, 27 on the shot clock. So they'll have to shoot before the buzzer. Ball goes to number two, Baxter on the left side. She'll give it up for Hagwood. To Witt. Witt down on the baseline. Shoots a 17-footer and scores. Macy Witt. Now with 10 points in the ballgame for the Southerners and going up the sideline. Ball poked away from the Lady Bobcats. Goes out of bounds. And Riley Sorrell checks back into the game for Thayer. Logue will check out. And Southside making a substitution as well. Number 11, Serenity Harrison checks in with the game. Thayer with it. Davis out top. Gives up to Hillis, and Hillis travels. Lady Bobcats are just not in sync at all tonight. Hillis caught that one on the wide open floor, then picked up her pivot foot. So Hillis with a turnover. And Southside with the ball again. Long shot is up, and it's off the rim. No good. It's the buzzer. That's the end of one quarter of our play. 28-10. Southside with the lead over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
And that quarter timeout brought to you by Andrew Eckman at Shelter Insurance of West Plains. And we're back at Lyon College in Batesville, where the Thayer Lady Bobcats have got their work cut out for them. It's in one quarter play. Thayer's down 18. 28-10 is our score. Riley Davis off the inbound as Thayer opens the quarter with the ball. Got it to Hillis. Hillis dribbles around the top of the circle. That gets rid of it. To Riley Josaro to the cutter on the baseline. Davis misses the layup. And a rebound taken by Sorrow. Gets over to Davis. Reverse layup is good. Riley Davis with her second bucket of the game. Cuts the lead back to 16. Remember the other night? Thayer Lady Bobcats were down, 16 in the third quarter and came back and got within four. Here's a long shot out of the corner for Southside. No good. Hillis with a rebound. Caden running the floor. Outruns everybody all the way to the bucket and scores the layup. Caden Hillis with seven on the afternoon. And Thayer opens the quarter on a 4-0 run. Kind of climbing back into this game slowly. And here's Witt. An offensive foul on Witt. Macy Witt just reached out with the left hand and shoved Riley Josaro to the floor. And Riley Joe had stopped her. And a foul on Witt will be her first and the first team foul on the Southerners here in the first or second quarter. Here with the ball. Chance to make it a game again after being down 18. They're down 14 with it in the corner. Long shot is up. No good. Oh, the ball gets stuck on the rim. You know, that's twice that's happened this season already. And it'll be Batesville ball. Number 10 for Batesville, or for Southside. Emily Guyette went up and knocked that thing. It was stuck on the rim. She went up there and got it. That girl can hit the rim. Baxter with the ball now for the Southerners. That was impressive, folks. I'm telling you. Here's Ella Morrow. Winged it around, got it in the left corner to Witt again for three, and it's good out of the corner. Macy Witt now with 13 in the game, and that is the fourth three-pointer for the Southerners in this game. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball. Got it down in the corner. Long pass by Davis is stolen by Witt. Witt will drive all the way to the rack and score. Macy Witt with 15 points in the game. And just like that, Southside is up 21, 33-14. Thayer had made a run. Here, Davis going into the lane, puts up a one-hander. No good. That's two layups she's missed here in the first quarter. Riley not having a good night so far. But she'll heat it up. Here's Southside with it. Got it down in the left corner to Morrow. Morrow back out to the wing. Now Morrow backs up from the top of the key. Gives it up. Gets it back. Going to fire the long three. It's up off the rim. No good. Rebound. Baseball. They score. Guyette with the bucket. Give her eight in the first quarter now for the Southerners. And again, 21-point lead, 35-14 Southside. Thayer with it in the corner. Out to Regal. Regal looking down low. Got it to Bowers. Turns. Shoots an air ball. Rebounded by Witt. Witt quickly got out the floor to Guyette. Now down the court to Baxter. Baxter to the trailer. That's Caddy. Caddy gives it up and gets it back. And now gives it back out front for Morrow. Morrow to Witt for three more. That one's off the rim. No good, but the rebound down to Southside. Ball barely caught the rim. There's Southside getting it into the lane. Shot is up by Witt. No good. Sorrow got the rebound. Almost threw it away. That's picked up by Bowers, and then Bowers gets fouled by Haygood, number 55 for Batesville. Substitutions for Thayer, Logue, and Dubois check in. Lady Bobcats bring Starl and Bowers out of the game. So it's Logue, Davis, Regal, Hillis, and Dubois in the game for Thayer. Riley Davis at top of the key, moves off the screen, goes to the right wing, gives it to Regal, cutting down the lane. Ball stolen by Southside. They get a long lead pass out of Snowbird. That's number two, Bella Baxter, with her second bucket of the game. And she's got 5 points now on the afternoon. Thayer with it again, down by 23. Here's Hillis driving inside. Her shot is blocked. Oh, what a block by Caddy. And Southside comes out with the ball, and they're going to lose it on the other end. It'll be Thayer, Lady Bobcat ball down on the baseline. Nice play there by Logue to get back defensively and force the turnover. Logue inbounds it to Davis. 4:27 to go in the first half. Thayer down by 23. Folks, this Southside bunch, they're good. Here, Davis with it for Thayer, goes to the left side, pulls up off the screen, couldn't get a shot. Now going to have to hurry and get rid of the ball. Wings it down inside to Dubois, and Dubois' shot is blocked, but a foul is going to be called on number three, Elle Monroe. That'll be her first of the night. Team foul number three, but it's going to send Jessa Dubois to the free throw line, shooting two for Thayer. The left-hander puts the first one up and in. Maybe her first points of her varsity career. Don't believe she scored the other night over at Bakersfield. Second free throw from the left-hander, nothing but net. Way to go, Jessa Dubois. Gave it on the scorecard and pulls Thayer back within 21. Southside with it. They swing it down inside the number 10. Guyette puts the shot up, no good. And the rebound off of Southside and out of bounds. Number 5, Candy, had a hand on it. Now Bowers will check back in for Thayer. Dubois will check out. Scored first 2 points of her varsity career. We'll see her a lot over the next 3 years, 4 years. Here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Davis with a chance to cut the lead back under 20. Gives to Bowers in the right corner. Bowers, long cross-court pass, got it to Logue. Logue had it knocked away, picked up by Hillis. Now in the corner of the Regal. Steps into a three. It's good! Kinsley Regal with a three-pointer. That's only the second made three-pointer of the first half for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and they're back to within 18 with that bucket. Southerners going to launch a three of their own. That's an air ball, and it's picked up by Baxter. Came from way in the corner, saw that ball wasn't going to hit rim, and just caught it. And another shot for Southerners is no good. Ooh, almost a travel on Logue as she couldn't find anybody to pass. Now Thayer with the ball. Davis on the left side going to the basket, up and under, misses it. Rebound, Bowers puts it back up in the end. Avery Bowers, her first two of the game, and Thayer all of a sudden back to within 16. And here comes Southside with it. Number two, Bella Baxter. Long cross-court pass stolen by Hillis. Caden got one defender to beat. Goes around her with the left hand. Couldn't hit the layup, but she's fouled on the drive. Foul will be on Bella Baxter. Will be her first of the night. And Caden Hillis going to the line to shoot two for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Trying to cut the lead under 16. Every time it looks like Southside's going to run off and leave the Lady Bobcats here at Lyon College, Lady Bobcats make a little 5 or 6 point run, climb back in the game. Now Riley Sorrell checks in. Bailey Logue will check out with the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And first free throw, good for Hillis. She will shoot another. Caden now with 8 points, looking for number 9 here in the first half, and it's good. Hillis with 9 in the game. Now Thayer Lady Bobcats are back to within 15 with a little run here, down to 2:40 to go in the first half. Southside with the ball. They dump it inside. Guyette, turnaround jumper, no. And Avery Bowers down the rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats with a chance to really climb back in it with a bucket here. Davis out on top. Riley swings it to Bowers in the right corner. Bowers holds it high above her head. Goes out top to Hillis for three. Good! Caden Hillis with her second three-pointer of the night. The Thayer left three-pointer, by the way, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Here's a three for Southside. No good. And a rebound comes back out tomorrow for Southside. They give it out top. Now going inside to Guyette. Guyette to Caddy. Now Haygood for three. That one's good. Alyssa Hagwood, and we get a whistle. And we got a foul on Bailey Caddy, number 5 for Southside, after the bucket for a push. Bay Lady Bobcats are down. By the way, that three-pointer for Hagwood is her third of the game. She's got 12 points. Here's Bowers for 3 on the other end for Thayer. That bounces off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Witt. Witt races up to the top of the key. Pulls up just inside the three-point line and drains another shot. Macy Witt, that's her first point of the second quarter. She's got 17 now in the game. And a quick 5-0 run. Excuse me. And Southside is back up by 16. Here's Hillis for 3 more for Thayer. That one's off the rim. Rebound controlled by Southside. He got it out to Witt. Witt on the run. It's a 3-on-2. Witt hands it off, and they lost it. Guyette didn't expect the pass to come her way, and it did, and hit her in the knee and bounces out of bounds. So Southside turns it over. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a chance to kind of climb back in this thing here. Lady Bobcats with the ball. Regal out top to Sorrell. Sorrell to Hillis. Quick pass in the middle for Bowers is deflected out of bounds by the defense. Oh, and they say it did go off the hands of Bowers. Substitution now for Thayer, number 2. Jessa Dubois checking back in the game. Hillis will get a little rest. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats down 42-26. Turned it over there. I think Hillis had to come out. May have a little blood on her hand. All right, here's Southside. Long pass cross court. They dump it inside and back out to Morrow. Morrow for 3. That one's off the mark. Dubois with a rebound. Gives it to Davis. Davis up the left sideline. Outruns the defense. Going all the way. The whole ball is knocked away from behind and out of bounds. Oh, off the hands of Riley Davis. It'll be Southside ball with 56 seconds to go in the first half. Fair Lady Bobcats having trouble finding the bucket. Been better lately as they just start to kind of get into this. Here's Southside with the ball. Nice ball fake and a nice shot by Emily Guyette. Guyette, now the third player in double figures in the first half for Southside. Regal with it for Thayer. Out around the three-point line on the right. Gives it to Sorrell. Sorrell passes over to Dubois for 3, and it gets stuck on the rim. That's the third time the Lady Bobcats have had a ball go up and get stuck between the rim and the basket already this season. We've only played a game and a half. The second time in this first half, and this time Guyette couldn't knock it out. By the way, Hillis will check into the ballgame for Thayer as Riley Joe Sorrow will check out. 3 games on the schedule here tonight from Batesville. Now the officials had to go get another ball to get the ball unstuck. Well, it gives me a chance to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer, Big D's Barbecue, LLC, Mr. Dent of West Plains, and Forsler Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. Here comes Southside, 24 on the game clock. Shot clock is turned off. And Southside going to hold it here for the final shot of the half. Number 3 with it, Ella Morrow. Out on top, goes down to the high post. Ball is knocked away by Davis and stolen. Davis with a steal, gets double-teamed in the backcourt, dribbles out of it. Thayer, 3 seconds to go. Davis gets to Hillis, shot at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 44-26. Southside with a lead over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
all into style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues, deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints and colors that echo crisp fall morning and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Well, welcome back to Lyon College in the heart of baseball, Arkansas. It's the Mark Martin Lyon College High School Tournament. We're in the girls' division here with our game. It's halftime. The Thayer Lady Bobcats trail the Southside Southerners 44-26. Southside scored 28 first-quarter points to get out to a 28-10 lead, and both teams scoring 16 points in the second quarter. So if you take a positive away for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they did start finding some shots and making some shots in the second quarter, but down by 18 points here at the halftime intermission. You're listening to the halftime show brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil in Thayer. There are two more games here tonight at the Mark Martin tournament, and the boys' game is coming up next, and that will be, if I find my bracket here, that will be Greer's Ferry against the Southside Boys. By the way, the winner of that game is who the Thayer Bobcats will play on Thursday in the semifinals. And the girls game a little bit later on tonight, Nettleton will play Cedar Ridge. That one's set to tip at 7:10. The boys game will be the middle game of the tournament. Winner of our game will play again on Wednesday at 5:50. They'll take on Greer's Ferry Westside. The loser of this game will play in the consolation final on Wednesday at 4:30. Right, so, and of course, that'd be the loser between our game and the game between Nettleton and Cedar Ridge later this evening. Are you listening to the State Farm Scott Cecil halftime report for the Thayer Lady Bobcats? We'll take a time out. Back with your halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Have you checked out our websites lately at TaylorGrubaughChevy.com or GrubaughChevy.com? That's right, two different dealerships, two different websites, one low price every day. With nearly 500 vehicles to choose from, visit TaylorGrubaughChevy.com for West Plains and GrubaughChevy.com for Waynesville. For Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles, get the best price at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships. Together, let's drive.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. J.D. Power ranked the team at Shelter Insurance number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And we're back on the State Farm. Scott Cecil in Thayer. Halftime report. Thayer Lady Bobcats trail by 18 points there at the half to the Southside Southerners. Let's take a look at the scoring. First up for Southside. They have got three players in double figures already. They have scored 44 points in the first half. Bella Baxter has five of those. Three for Elle Morrow. She had a three-pointer. 2 points in the first half for Bailey Caddy off the bench. Emily Guyette with 10 points for Southside. Macy Witt has scored 17 and 12 for Alyssa Hagwood. And for baseball, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers in the ballgame in the first half. So the Thayer Lady Bobcats are led by Caden Hillis. The Lady Bobcats senior has scored 12 in the game. 6 for Kinsley Regal, including a three-pointer. By the way, Caden Hillis has hit 2 threes for Thayer. 2 points for Avery Bowers, came off an offensive rebound. Jessa Dubois hit 2 free throws. And Riley Davis, who had 26 the other night in the loss to Bakersfield, he has only scored 4 in the first half here tonight. And Riley has got to score more than ever. These Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to be successful. And if they're going to come back and climb back in and win this game here in the second half. Again, 44-26 is our score at the half. Thayer Lady Bobcats are down by 18. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L3302 four-wheel drive tractor package with a front-end loader, rotary cutter, and box blade, all for just $458 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
And we're back to the Lyon College High School Tournament presented by Mark Martin here in Batesville, Arkansas. Thayer Lady Bobcats have got some work to do. They're going to climb back in this one. They trail by 18 at the half, 44-26. And I want to say thanks just more to your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Allen Supported Living, Penny Lane Accounting, the Sunset Salon and Barbering, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, the Langley Animal Clinic, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service to Thayer, and the Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. You hear the buzzers? Calling both teams off the court. Thayer Lady Bobcats getting ready to take the court. It'll be Lady Bobcat ball to start this third quarter, and Thayer needs a big quarter here defensively and offensively. I mean, Southside just had way too many wide-open looks at the basket, and they've taken good advantage of that as well. And hope you enjoyed our State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer, Lady Bobcat halftime report. Here we go. Both teams back to the starters on the floor. Davis, Sorrell, Bowers, Hillis, and Regal for Thayer. And they open up the quarter with the ball. Bowers with the ball in the corner. Has that poked away. Picked up by Witt for Southside. She's driving the floor. Gives it up to a teammate on a break, and she scores. Number three with a basket, El Morrow. That was a beautiful defensive play by Witt. Got up to block that pass and just caught it. Davis with the ball now for Thayer. Gives to Sorrell. In the corner to Regal. Regal moves toward the basket. Gives it back to Davis. One dribble. Fires a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Hillis in the lane. Kicks it back out. Regal steps into a long three. That's off the front rim. No good. And the rebound knocked out of bounds by Baxter for Southside. Thayer Lady Bobcats will stack it on the right side of the lane. Run the inbound play down under the bucket. 46-26. Thayer down 20. Needing a bucket here. Regal off the inbound. Has it way out between the circle. Takes it to the right side. Moves off the screen. Bounces down in the corner to Starl. She'll shoot the three, and it's good. Riley Jo Starl. Her first bucket of the game. It's a three. It's brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Lady Bobcats back within 17 with that bucket. Southside working on the offensive end. Quick pass into the middle. Now back outside for Morrow. She shoots a three. That's no good. Rebound by Riley Davis for Thayer. Dribbles up the right sideline. Now crosses the timeline. Working against Hagwood. Davis goes to the left side of the floor. Gives it to Hillis. Hillis driving the baseline. Bounces it inside to Regal. And she scores the layup. Nice play. Kinsley Regal now with 8 points in the game, and we get a timeout called as the Thayer Lady Bobcats all of a sudden back to within 17. 6:32 to go in the third. There's a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30. Timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Well, Coach Michael Harville didn't like what he was seeing out of his Southside Lady Southerners, and he called a timeout there to kind of get things straightened back up. Fair Lady Bobcats are back to within 15 here. And now the Southerners throw it away on the other end. Hagwood trying to go down to the baseline, trying to hit Morrow with a pass. Morrow would have had to been about 9 feet tall to catch that one. So Southside turned it over. Thayer down 15 can really climb get back into this game if somebody can hit one from downtown on this possession. There comes Riley Davis, crossing the timeline, gives to Hillis. Hillis looking to penetrate all the way to the bucket, count it, and a foul. Caden Hillis now with 14 in the game. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot for the three-point play. Nice play. First team foul. That one was called on number... Well, I didn't see who it was. Anyway, the free throw for Hillis, that's the important part. It's good. Caden now with 15 points in the game. And Thayer back to within 46-34. Here's a shot up, and it's good. In the lane, Witt for Southside. There comes the Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball. Across the timeline, Davis on the dribble. Takes it to the right side of the floor. A little crossover dribble. Now spin move. Her pass is deflected and stolen by Witt. Witt driving to the bucket on the other end, all the way down. Count it, and a foul as Davis got her on the arm. A little frustration foul, I believe, for Riley Davis there. And Macy Witt will get the basket, give her 21 points in the game. She'll go to the line, shoot for the three-point play. Well, Thayer got back to within 14, and now they might give up a three-point play to run the lead back up to 17 for Southside. The free throw was good for Macy Witt. 22 in the game for Witt. Thayer brings it the other way, got it down the corner to Kinsley Regal. A three-point shot is up off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Thayer, and then the outlet pass is stolen by Southside. Witt, again, up the left side, all the way to bucket. Count it. Macy Witt with 24 for Batesville, or excuse me, for Southside. Here comes the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Hillis with the ball on the left side wing. Wanted to penetrate, got cut off. Brings it back out to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Wings it right side to Regal. Regal cross-court to Sorrell. Thought about the three, now dumps it in to Bowers. Bauer spins away from the defense, gives to Hillis. Hillis back to Sorrell. Sorrell, right side to Regal. Regal down the right side of the lane, running one-hander, and is out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of the Southerners' defense. Mayor Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball with 9 seconds on the play clock. Lady Bobcats have run this entire offensive set, and Riley Davis has not even touched the ball. And there's Regal off the inbound, travel with the basketball. They got pivot foot up before she got the dribble down. And a turnover for Thayer. So down by 19. Lady Bobcats turn it over again. Now number three, Morrow checking back in the ballgame. Or excuse me, I'm sorry, that's number five, Bailey Caddy back in the ballgame. Bella Baxter goes out. Oh, that was Morrow that went out. I'm sorry. And here's the give down low. Shot is up for Southside. It's good for Guyette. Guyette with a nice power move. Just fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot for the three-point play. 55-34, back to a 21-point lead for Southside. Every time Thayer makes a run, Southside fights them off. There's a free throw up and no good. Rebounded by Avery Bowers for Thayer. Out to Davis. Davis rushes up the floor, got it down the corner to Regal. Regal, oh, saw Bowers in the lane wide open, but threw it away. It's picked up by Baxter, who will drive, misses the layup, but gets fouled on the play. She's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul on the Lady Bobcats is on Riley Davis. And again, I believe a little frustration for Davis. That's twice she tried to block a layup. Got called for a foul on both of them. That'll be her third foul. Well, now officially they say it's just two. Unless they just haven't put it on the board yet. Substitution for Thayer. Dubois checks into the game. Sawdall checks out. 4:38 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down by 22. Number two at the free throw line, Bella Baxter. Shoots the second shot. It's good. She misses the first one. 6 points now for Baxter in the ballgame. Actually, officially, they say 4 points. I think I did give her one earlier, though, shouldn't have. So Thayer on the offensive end, got the ball down to Bowers. Bowers up and under the defense, shoots no good. Rebound controlled by Witt. Long pass up the court is going to go out of bounds. Something that's very hard to do. It's on the run, full speed, try and throw a pass from over half court all the way down to the baseline. Almost never works. And now Witt in the backcourt, excuse me, Hagwood in the backcourt, guarding Riley Davis on the inbound. Davis gets away from her, gets the ball, brings it up the floor. That's the Dubois. Dubois trying to drive the baseline is going to get fouled by number five. That is Bailey Caddy. I've got Caddy down for two. They will inbound the ball. Got it into Hillis in the corner. Caden's had a good night with 15 points already. Now Davis with the ball looking to penetrate. Going up and no, but she's fouled as she went through the double team. Fouled by number 55. That is Alyssa Hagwood. Now Thayer with a substitution coming in. Riley Jo Sorrow will check in. Yes, the Dubois will check out. Non-shooting foul. Thayer will trigger it in here. Looking in the middle. Got to Hillis curling around. Oh, she misses the shot, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go the line and shoot two. Number 22, Macy Witt, call for the foul. That'll be a second foul on her to go along with her 24 points in the game. And Caden Hillis trying to add to her point total here for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First one is up and in and out, no good. Hillis with 15 points tonight for Thayer. Kinsley Regal with 8 to lead the way for the Lady Bobcats. Second free throw for Hillis is up, and she misses another one. And rebound control by Southside. Here come the Southerners. Hagwood takes it on the left side wing, holds it high, dumps it down the low block to Caddy. Back outside to Baxter for three, and it's good. Bella Baxter with a three-pointer, and she's got 7 points in the game now. Wow. Riley Davis with it for Thayer, top of the key off the inbound. Gives it up to Hillis. Wings it cross-court to Regal. Regal to Bowers at the high post. One dribble. Leads it back out in the corner to Sorrow. She throws it away. Loose ball picked up by Baxter. Gives it in the lane to Caddy, who scores the layup. And Coach Denny Young of the Thayer Lady Bobcats wants a timeout. 62-34. Thayer Lady Bobcats are down, trailing the Southside Southerners here in baseball. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Hey, we're back. College tournament, the Lyon College High School tournament. They are Lady Bobcats playing in the first round game, and they're getting kind of manhandled right now. Southside Southerners, Lady Southerners from right here in Batesville, lead at 62-34 with 3:19 to go in the third quarter. Lady Bobcats keep fighting. They keep fighting. But they're making a lot of young team mistakes right now, and they are very young. Fair with the ball. Here's the give to Hillis on the right side. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds on the far side. It'll be Lady Southern basketball and make substitutions here. Number 12 checking in, Harper Hilton. And number 3 getting back out there, Ellie Morrow. Witt and number 10, Guyette, go to the bench for Southside. Here the give. They get it down low. Shot is up by Hilton. That was no good. Rebound taken by Southside. Shot is up, blocked, and the loose ball picked up by Thayer. Here comes Davis on the break with Hillis. Hillis to the bucket, misses the layup. And a rebound control by Southside. Bella Baxter's got it. Number 2 races up the left side. Now pulls up way out away from the bucket, and she's going to get fouled on the play by Caden Hillis. Hillis kind of tie her up, got her with the body. That is the fourth team foul on Thayer here in the third quarter, so Southside will start shooting on the next one. And they're going to say restart the shot clock. Yep, shot clock always resets after a foul call. All right, they inbound it, got the ball down low to Hilton. Hilton misses the shot, rebound, controlled by the Southerners. Shot is up, and it's good. Number 2, Bella Baxter with her second made three-pointer life. She's got 10 points. And Thayer with the ball. Here's Riley Davis driving to the bucket. Misses the layup. Rebound. Farrell can't follow it in. And we get a held ball on the rebound. And the possession belongs to Southside Lady Southerners. Thayer making a substitution. Dubois checks in. Regal will check out. So Thayer with Dubois, Bowers, Hillis, Farrell, and Davis in the game. Down by 31. Oh, nice play in the middle. No shot for Hilton. Hilton misses another one. Just checked into the ballgame. Thayer got the rebound going the other way. Here's a give for Dubois for 3. It's good. She fills it up from the right wing. Jessa Dubois with a 3-pointer. She's got 5 points in the game. And Thayer back to within 28. Here's a shot up for Southside again. No good. And a rebound to Thayer is Davis. Minute 44 in the third. Davis on the 2-on-1, taking her time, goes to the bucket and misses again. Now she'll go to the free throw line and shoot 2. Foul is on number 2, Bella Baxter. And more substitutions look like for the Southerners coming up here. After the first free throw by the sophomore, Riley Davis. Davis shooting for her 5th point of the game, and the free throw is good. And checking in, number 10, Guyette. Number 12, Hilton checks out. Witt checks out. Number 22. And I believe that is Morrow who checked back in. Second free throw for Davis is good. 6 points for Davis. And here come the Southerners with the ball. Got it right side to Hagwood for 3. And she filled it up again. Alyssa Hagwood, her 4th three-pointer of the night. Thayer coming the other way. Davis penetrates in the lane. Tries a wraparound pass for Thump. Sorrow, and the ball is knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. Thayer will inbound with 28 seconds on the shot clock. Inbound it down on the baseline. Sorrow gets it into Avery Bowers. Bowers tried to dribble, and it's stolen by the Southerners. Long pass up the court. They get it to Baxter. Baxter jumper no good. Guyette rebounds and scores for Southside. Guyette now with 14 in the ballgame. Thayer with a basketball, working it down the left corner. Hillis to Sorrell just outside the lane. Leans over to Dubois. She'll fire another one. That was no good. Avery Bowers down the rebound. Her shot is blocked. And the loose ball picked up by Southside. Here they go on the run. Got it out to Morrow. She pulls up at midcourt. Made by Kiss. I thought they were going to double team her, and Hillis backed off. Here's the give down inside to Guyette. Turns, shoots, and scores. Emily Guyette now with 16. Three players with at least 15. Here, Davis. Long shot for Thayer. No good. Bowers with a rebound. Kind of dribbled to the bucket. Going to get fouled on the shot. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on Emily Guyette, number 10. First foul of the night on Guyette. And Avery Bowers going to the free throw line for Thayer. Avery, 2 points. It came early in the game in the first half. First free throw is up and good for Avery Bowers, Lady Bobcat senior. Didn't play basketball a year ago. Came back out this year and trying to round her game back in. Second shot is up and no good. And the rebound controlled by the Southerners. Long pass up the court to Haywood. Excuse me. He gives to Bella Baxter. We'll give it out top to the inside. Now back outside. Shot clock is off. 10 seconds on the game clock. Now they go to Caddy. Wide open for the shot from the free throw line. It's no good. Fair with the rebound. Davis got it. Coming to midcourt with 1 second. If this goes in, it counts. It's no good. Just off the front of the rim. That's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 72-40. Southside leads the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
All into style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues. Deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints and colors that echo crisp fall morning and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Well, back to the Mark Martin Lyon College High School Tournament. First round action here in the girls' division. Thayer Lady Bobcat down 72-40. We will open the fourth quarter here. Lady Bobcats with the ball. The inbound into the backcourt to Riley Davis. Davis brings it in the front court for Thayer. Swings it down the right corner to Bowers. Bowers out to Hillis. Hillis now to Dubois. Dubois punches in to Regal. Fakes right, moves left, shoots, and gets fouled on the play. She'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on Emily Guyette, will be her second of the game. And Kinsley Regal tried to add to her point total. She's got 8 in the game, had 7 in the first half. Only 1 field goal here in the second half, and the free throw is up and no good. Lady Bobcats have not shot free throws well tonight. When they've had an opportunity to go to the game, or go to the line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, they've only made 9. Second one for Regal is up and good. Kinsley Regal now with 9 points in the game. And here we go. Haywood quick up the floor for Southside. Well, they play hard the whole game. Here's a give in the middle to Caddy. Short jumpers in and out, no good. Bowers down the rebound for Thayer. Got out to Davis. Riley bringing it up through the middle of the court. 41-72, Thayer down. Here's a give in the corner to Hillis. Hillis driving the baseline. Puts up a shot, no, but she's fouled on the play. That one will go on Guyette again. For Emily Guyette, that will be her third foul in the game. And this one will send Caden Hillis to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and good. So Hillis now with 16 in the game. She had 12 in the first half. 4 so far here in the second. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound control by Southside. Southerners with the ball. They work it cross-court to Morrow. Morrow feeds it up to Haywood. Haywood's long pass caught court, tipped by the defense, but controlled by Southside. They'll dump it to Caddy in the lane. Now back outside, 3-point shot is good. Number 2, Bella Baxter now with 13 in the game, and she has hit 1, 2, 3 three-pointers. This Southside team can flat-out shoot the basketball. Thayer with it. Working to the right side to Kinsley Regal. Puts it on the floor one time. Cross-court pass stolen by Morrow. Morrow, long pass up the court. That one stolen back by the Lady Bobcats. And going to get a whistle and a foul. Number 5, Bailey Caddy, will be called for the foul for Southside. The Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. 5:25 to go in the game. Thayer down 75-42. We are playing under the turbo clock. Dubois out of the game now as Sorrell will check in. Back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Lila Joe going to bring it up the floor. Crosses the timeline. Moves to the top of the key. Surveys the offense and the defense, and now gives it to Regal on the right wing. Out to Davis on top for three. Bingo! Riley Davis. Her first three-pointer of the night. She's now got 9 in the game. Southside quickly gets the ball inside to Guyette. He'll give it up, and the ball stolen by Davis. Davis coming up out of the backcourt with 4:46 to go in the game. Looking for another shot in the lane. Puts it up. It's blocked, and a rebound taken by Serenity Harrison for Southside. And the Lady Southerners bring it into the front court, going inside to Guyette. Now back over to Harrison, and she scores. No, I'm sorry, that was Scarlett Smith, number 13. Scarlett Taylor, that's right. Taylor with her first 2 of the game. Here's Hillis with a baseline drive for Thayer. Puts up a shot, no, but she's fouled on the drive. And she'll go to the free throw line. Fouls on number 12, Serenity Harrison. First on Harrison tonight, and Hillis going to the free throw line. Trying to add to her point total here. Hillis leads the Lady Bobcats with 16. They get 17 if she hits that one. And Dubois checking back in for Thayer. Logue is back in. Avery Bowers and Kinsley Regal check out. Hillis looking for her 18th point of the afternoon. And it's in and out, no good. And the rebound control by Southside. Lady Southerners, that is Baxter. Handling the ball out front against a little bit of backcourt pressure by Davis. Now gets them the half-court set. They go to the high post for Guyette. Guyette kicks it back outside. Now they'll go down low for Hilton. Hilton gives it up. Outside to Harrison. Little baseline drive, and she'll go up for a shot. No good, but she fouled. Shot was blocked by the Lady Bobcats. That's the foul called on number 22. That is Bailey Logue. It'll be her first of the game. We're down to 3 minutes to play. Playing under the turbo clock here. And first free throw up for Harrison is no good. And number 4 checking in the game, Ari Vega. Vega is in. Hagwood is out. So Coach Harville has pretty much cleaned the bench for the Lady Southerners tonight. Second free throw, no good. Rebound off the Thayer. Riley Joe Stahl got it. Gives up to Davis. Long pass up the floor to Dubois. Dubois looking in the lane. Nobody open. Gives it out to Hillis. Now Stahl. Back to Hillis. Fakes the three. Driving to the bucket. Off the screen. Shot is up off the window. No. Rebound to Logue. Trying to go back up and in. Her shot gets blocked, but a foul going to be whistled on the play. That'll be on number 4, Ari Vega, who just checked in. So, it'll be Bailey Logue going to the free throw line looking for her first point of the afternoon. First free throw is up, but it's good. Logue with her first point, and she will shoot another. We're down to 2 minutes to play, running under the turbo clock here. Second free throw is up and good for Logue. Her first 2 points of the night. And here comes Southside with the ball. Davis, a little bit backcourt pressure against Morrow. Feeds it up to Harrison in the corner. Harrison backs it out, gives it right back out front. 23 on the shot clock now for the Southerners. They go a little backdoor play, got it inside. Shot is up and good. Ari Vega gets the layup, makes it 79-48. There's Davis for Thayer. Long three-pointers. Good off the right wing. Riley Davis with a three. That three brought to you by Community First Banking Company and Thayer, West Plains and Mountain Grove. Southerners with the ball. Right side wing on a cross-court pass. Almost stolen by Davis. Now she does take it away from Harrison. Long lead pass up the floor to Dubois. Dubois against a double team. Shoots. No, but she's fouled. Number 12 going to be called for the foul. That'll be Harper Hilton. And that will send Jessa Dubois to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Just a freshman getting a lot of playing time tonight. And the free throw is up and good, and Dubois now with 6 points in the game. Haley Gorham checks into the game now for Thayer as Caden Hillis will check out. Second free throw is up and good for Dubois. 7 points for the freshman. And Southside inbounds the ball. 33 seconds to go. Avis getting a little backcourt pressure against Morrow, but Morrow brings it across the timeline. Still out on the dribble. Out top. Goes to the left side. Moves off the screen. They're just trying to dribble out the clock. The shot clock is off. Morrow just dribbling around out front. Down to 16 seconds to play, and Southside going to win this one. They're not even going to look for a shot here. They lead it 79-53. And we're coming up on buzzer time. There it is. The Thayer Lady Bobcats will drop into the consolation game on Wednesday at 4:30 as they lose here in the first round of the Lyon College High School Tournament. And for Southside, they will advance to play Greers Ferry West Side.